Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
The following comments are going to dovetail into my New Year's resolution. That is, if you can wade through my setup. So long ago, about the age of 20, I'd made a second and final attempt to live at home with my parents whilst I got my feet on the ground. I broke some of the cardinal rules of my father. One, home by 12 midnight or the door was locked. That was the first commandment. That said, my dad picked up the telephone and called his brother, which is my uncle Tom. I don't know if my dad paid him, begged him, or if my uncle saw just a little bit of himself in me. And he told the old man I could move into his apartment in Redwood City, California. Well, my uncle Tom became a friend and a mentor to me throughout the year. I'd lived with him until I could get out on my own. We had so much fun, it makes me laugh when I think about the things we did to get in trouble together. When my uncle became ill with cancer in 1995, he was living in the Fresno area and was very hard to see on a regular basis for our sit-down chats. I remember our last get-together real well. Even more, I remember spreading his ashes on one of his favorite beaches on the Pacific Coast. Fast forward 5 years after his passing, my other uncle, which was my dad's youngest brother of three, that's Uncle John Paul, I've spoke about him before here, became a huge part of my family's life. So a number of years ago, my uncle, JP, sent me some words of advice that Tom's widow had sent him after discovery of some buried papers on his desk. It was a memo that Tom had written to himself. To Tom from Tom. Subject, my life. Well, it goes like this. Consciously live it each day, each hour, each moment. Don't ever lose sight of the reality of this one. This only opportunity for life's experience. Never allow yourself to opt out for the temptation to give in to the depression, the despair, the hopelessness, to surrender to that other inevitable chance at life. And you can't give up to the irretrievable, to any wasteful, unhappy, easy way out options. Control what is yours to control, to love and care for others, not just as much, but more than you do for yourself. Receive each person's problems if they were your very own. Make it yours. Help find the solution. There's always one. Just work, think, find it. True happiness only comes when you help someone else. Do good and disappear. Thus endeth his memo, and now for 2023, while the storms rage and the earth moves, this is my New Year's resolution. Funny enough, you know, my father had a plaque on his desk made just especially when he ran KVIQ that said, do good and disappear. Some didn't get it, but I do. Another fine happy New Year to you and yours. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.